Welcome to Fostering Conversations, a podcast nurturing discussions centered around foster care, adoption, special needs, and child well-being. I'm your host, Intisar Siraj, digital content producer for Siraj Family Homes Incorporated. Founded in 1987, Siraj Family Homes Incorporated is a national foster care agency specializing in serving children with special and therapeutic needs. For this episode, I interviewed Richard Kays. He's a lieutenant with the fire department in Oxford, Alabama. He's also a foster parent for the Oxford region of Siraj Family Homes Incorporated. And that's where I met him, at the local office. Here's his story.
Hello, my name's Richard Kays. I go by Rusty. I've been with Siraj Family Homes for, I believe it's 20 years now. I've had numerous placements come and go. I've adopted 5 kids, and it's just an amazing being here, being able to help the kids who need the help, and to give them a place to stay, and, you know, to give them that unconditional love that they need. That means a whole lot to them, because they come from different places feeling that they're just on their own, and, you know, it's up to us to help change that. Because if we don't change that, then they end up going down the wrong path. And it's unfortunate some kids do go down the wrong path regardless. But we do the best we can. It's an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. I first got into Siraj because I grew up foster care. I was put in at 3 days old, and I maxed out. So when I was 18, I got a card in the mail that said, "Happy birthday, good luck," and that was it. You know, which is a big change compared to from then to now, because now they have a party for the kids. You know, they are very interactive. I mean, even the families are very interactive with the kids. We try to make sure that they have all the school support they need. They have housing if they need it. We make sure that they can be able to survive on their own. And if they can't survive on their own, then we find other organizations that can help, you know, keep them in that realm of being able to not have so much worry. Because, you know, like I said, they come to us with so much worry and so much uncertainty. By the time they leave us, they have a positive attitude. They know where they're going, and, you know, they're just overjoyed. We have kids that come back from bad backgrounds. I've had my own kids that come from extremely bad backgrounds, have all joined the military. They've been in and out of the military and are just following their dreams, doing different things. I'm now a grandpa, but about to be a grandfather again. So this makes number 4, which, you know, to me just makes me feel old, but that's what it is. You know, the kids are just, you know, they're very appreciative. They have a place to call home. It doesn't matter where they go. And they know this. I've had kids that have come and gone and been placed at other homes. And although I didn't adopt them, I still get phone calls from them on my birthday, during the holidays. I've actually thought about taking a break a few times. At one point I did take a break and, you know, just take some downtime, you know, for myself. To be honest, I, you know, almost thought about just being done because I've done this for so long.
And just maybe continue teaching fostering classes?
I thought I would just keep teaching and just not take any more placements. And I told my kids what I was planning, and they got upset. And, no, you cannot do this. You have to go get another one.
Why did they say that? Like, what have they said about how you've influenced their life?
Yeah, well, their reason for that is because of the change that's and everything that's happened to them in their life. Like I said, they came from bad situations, and, you know, to where everything was the end of the world, to now we're successful, we've finished high school, we've taking college courses. We're getting married. We got kids. You know, we have jobs. We have a car. We're able to pay our own bills. So they went from nothing to having something. And they have that area where they feel comfortable, you know, compared to where if they didn't have that opportunity, they might, you know, be in jail, be living in the street, you know, living from house to house to house, trying to figure out, okay, you know, what do I do today? What do I do tomorrow? You know, they know this, you know, just like I said, from their background of the way they were growing up as they were little. So they definitely see the change, and it's a positive change to them, and they're very appreciative. Like I said earlier, the kids who have come and gone, who haven't been adopted, you know, they call me on the holidays, they show up at my door. So, you know, if when that happens, you know you've made that impact, for a positive change. And, you know, that's the main goal. You know, that's why you gotta open your doors and show them unconditional love, you know, and show them that they're safe. And I say show them because anybody in the world can say, hey, you know, this is what I did, that's what I did, this is why I do it, you know. But they can say it, but not really mean it. They haven't been through it. Oh, I know what you mean. You can't do that. You have to be real with these kids. You know, and they're going to read you like a book. They're going to know if you're lying. And if you're lying, you don't set yourself up for failure. You don't set yourself up for the job.
Well, do you feel like what you went through in the foster system is vastly different from what kids are going through now? Or do you still feel like you can relate or connect with them?
Actually, a lot of them get mad because I know what they're going to do before they do it. You know, so like I said, when I tell them my story of growing up in care and maxing out, you know, I always tell them when they first come in, and I talk to them, you know, I say, hey, I don't know your story, but let me tell you a little bit about myself. You know, and I'll tell my story about growing up in foster care, and, you know, all the stuff that I've had to do. And, you know, if it wasn't for my parents, there's no telling where I would have been. So, you know, you got to be able to prove it. And they're going to test you. You know, they're just going to test the waters to see if you're real. And a lot of them have been in the system for so long, they're going to know the minute you say it, whatever you say to them. They're going to know if you're being truthful or whether you're just messing around. They can read you like a book. You know, so be honest. You know, be a good listener. You know, a lot of these kids have so much to say. They got so much built up inside, but they got no one to tell anything to.
So what makes a good foster parent besides listening and honesty?
Well, my parents never gave up on me. You know, they fought with the state. We moved around several times. Lived in Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Alabama, Ohio, you know, these different places. I lived two or three times. And each time they fought with the state and all the paperwork to be able to keep me and take it with them. It's a lot of red tape. And, you know, just by them doing that, you know, proved that, you know, they were there for me and we were one unit, we were family. I may not look 100% like that, but I'm still part of the family. You know, we take a picture, I'm usually in the middle, you know, in the picture. All the kids that I have, any new placement that I get, usually if we have pictures taken, you know, we let them, you know, we kind of guide them to be in the middle of, you know, of everybody, because we want them to feel like a security blanket, you know, that they are part of this family, they are part of this unit. And, you know, it doesn't matter who you are or where you came from. You know, if you're here at this house, you're part of the family.
In your own words, what does family mean to you?
Family is, you know, it's love, it's encouragement, and it's being there. You know, it's just having the security of knowing if you have a problem, you know, you have a place to go. It's, you know, if you get sick, you know somebody in the family is going to be there. You know, whether, no matter how old you are. And a lot of these kids that we get, they don't have that. So, you know, to me, it's a big thing. You know, when I was little, I was in the hospital a lot. And I've had some surgeries and all this, and during all that stuff that's going on, you know, my foster parents were right there at my bedside all the time. You know, if it wasn't for them at my bedside, you know, who would I feel like? My family was. You know, the doctors, the nurses, the other patients. You know, so, you know, family is there for each other. It doesn't matter what color you are, what background you have, what race you are. You know, family's family. You know, we all bleed the same color.
Once again, that was Rusty Kays. This has been your host, Intisar Siraj. Fostering Conversations is sponsored by Siraj Family Homes Incorporated and Al Hajj Incorporated. Learn more at www.sirajfh, that's SERAAJFH.com.